All right, so you've been sending over these Hurricane Milton updates, and they are looking pretty intense. Seems like Florida is directly in its path. What's the most important thing our listeners should know right now?
Yeah, you're right to be concerned. It's a really tense situation, and things are changing by the minute. But I'd say the biggest takeaway right now is that Hurricane Milton has its sights set on Florida's west coast, and it's packing some serious power.
Okay, so Florida's West Coast. Are we talking like a direct hit situation here, or is there still a chance it might veer off course?
Well, there's always an element of uncertainty with hurricanes, and that's what makes these situations so tricky. Right now, projections show the storm possibly making landfall around Tampa Bay, but even a slight shift south could drastically change the scenario.
So even if someone is a bit further south, let's say around Sarasota or Bradenton, they shouldn't just assume they're in the clear yet.
You got it. You've probably heard meteorologists talk about the cone of uncertainty. It's that cone-shaped area they show on maps to illustrate the hurricane's possible path instead of just a straight line.
Right. It's like the hurricane is having trouble making up its mind.
Exactly. And that's the crucial point here. You might glance at the map and think, "Oh, I'm just outside that cone, I'm good." But that cone is there for a reason. It indicates that the storm's path could easily shift and bring those hazardous winds and rain right to your front door.
Okay, so it's not just about where that hurricane makes landfall, but the entire area that could be affected. Speaking of which, one thing that really stood out to me from those reports you sent was the storm surge. They mentioned potential surges reaching up to 13 feet in certain areas. 13 feet, I mean, what does that even look like in real life?
13 feet of storm surge is a force to be reckoned with. Imagine a massive wall of water taller than a basketball hoop surging inland with immense power. And we're not just talking about high waves crashing on the shore. This is a truly massive amount of water being pushed onto the land by the raw force of the hurricane.
Wow, that's not a pretty picture, and I'm guessing that doesn't just affect people right on the beach.
You're absolutely right. That's why it's so important to understand that storm surge doesn't play favorites. It can easily reach far inland, flooding homes, businesses, and anything else in its path.
So from the sound of things, if I'm anywhere near Hurricane Milton's path, I need to be prepared for some serious flooding, and not just right on the coast. The reports you sent mentioned some other concerns beyond just the wind and surge.
You're absolutely right. One thing people often overlook is the impact of heavy rainfall even before the hurricane makes landfall. We tend to focus on that moment of landfall, but the rainfall leading up to it can be a real game changer.
Yeah, I remember seeing something about a brown ocean effect in one of the articles. What exactly is that?
That's a perfect example of how dangerous those early rains can be. Picture this. Days of relentless rain saturate the ground so much that it essentially becomes an extension of the ocean.
So it's almost as if the hurricane never left the water, staying fueled and stronger for a longer period.
Exactly. Instead of weakening over land like hurricanes typically do, this brown ocean effect can actually amplify its power. And if the ground is already like a soaked sponge when those winds pick up,
All those trees already weakened by the rain are now rooted in ground that's practically putty. They're more likely to topple over even before the strongest winds hit.
precisely. It creates a domino effect, leading to power outages, blocked roads, and a whole new level of danger to contend with.
It's a chain reaction of hazards. Speaking of hazards, you included a lot of information about evacuation orders in the reports. Is it ever safe to ride out a storm like this, or should those warnings always be taken extremely seriously?
Evacuation orders are never issued lightly, that's for sure. They're based on the best data available, looking at worst-case scenarios to ensure the safety of as many people as possible.
I can see how some people might hesitate, though, especially if they've weathered storms before without evacuating.
It's understandable, but every storm is different, and these evacuation orders aim to give everyone in a potentially dangerous area the opportunity to reach safety. Not everyone who evacuates will end up directly in harm's way, but the system is designed to give everyone at risk that option. It's always better to err on the side of caution, especially with a storm as powerful as Hurricane Milton.
You know, it's a lot to take in. All this talk about the brown ocean effect and massive storm surges, it's overwhelming. But I did notice amidst all the scary stuff, your reports included some really practical advice for prepping for Hurricane Milton.
Right. That's key. It's easy to feel powerless against a force of nature like this, but knowledge and preparation, those are empowering. They can really make a difference.
Totally. So where should people even start? Like, what are the most important things to tackle right now?
One of the simplest but most crucial things is to charge everything. Your phone, laptop, portable chargers, anything that holds a charge, make sure it's topped up.
Makes sense. Power outages are pretty much guaranteed with a storm of this size.
Exactly, and you want to stay connected if at all possible. Another thing, water.
Obviously, gotta have that.
Absolutely essential. Fill up your bathtubs, sinks, any containers you've got. You'll need it for drinking, washing, even flushing toilets if the water supply gets disrupted.
Speaking of which, you mentioned this clever tip in one of your reports about using like a drop cloth for that.
Yeah, a plastic painter's drop cloth. That's a great little hack.
I would never have thought of that.
You line your bathtub with it, fill it up with water, and boom, instant backup reservoir for flushing.
Brilliant. Okay, so we've got water, charging devices. What else should people have on hand if they're stuck at home for a while?
Your basic emergency kit. A first aid kit, non-perishable food, batteries, a flashlight, and some cash are always good to have. And don't forget any essential medications. Make sure you've got refills handy.
And gas up the car, right, in case you need to.
Definitely. Always better to be safe than sorry. And one more thing that I think often gets overlooked, designate a safe spot in your home.
A safe spot? Like, what does that mean exactly?
It's a designated area that's as safe as possible, just in case things get really intense, like if there's a tornado warning or something. Ideally, an interior room. Away from windows, maybe on a lower level of the house if you have one.
So like a fortress within your fortress. Gotcha. Well, this has been a whirlwind tour of Hurricane Milton, and it sounds like we're all in for a bumpy ride. Any last words of wisdom for our listeners out there as they hunker down?
You know, the most important thing is to stay informed. Monitor official sources, your local news. They'll have the latest updates as the situation changes. And remember, even after the storm passes, there's the recovery period, which could be a long one. But communities are resilient. We help each other out, we rebuild, and we come back stronger.
That's a really good point. It's easy to focus on the immediate threat, but the aftermath is just as important, sometimes even more so. It really puts things in perspective. Well, this has been an intense deep dive, to say the least. We've covered a lot of ground, from the science behind this storm to the practical steps you can take to stay safe. Remember, knowledge is power, especially when it comes to facing a hurricane. Stay safe out there, everyone, and we'll catch you on the flip side.